E-books may be the wave of the future, but for our GeoQuiz today, we turn to the past. We're looking for a public library that traces its origins to the 14th century. It's in Paris, and it began as the Royal Library of King Charles V. The year was 1368. It didn't open to the public, though, until 1692. By either measure, this library is not the oldest in the world, but it's one of the oldest that's still open to the public today. These days, it packs in over 14 million books. Now, can you name this very big and very old public library in Paris? The answer's on the way. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There are more than 14 million books and publications in the library we're looking for in our GeoQuiz today. The answer is the Bibliothèque Nationale de France, or the National Library of France. It's an old one, tracing its roots back to 1368. Now, fast forward to today, and one of the newest libraries around the globe. It's in Bhutan, a tiny Himalayan kingdom squeezed between India and China. Lisa Napoli reports on how this new library is changing life in one Bhutanese community.
The village of Ura looks like it came out of a fairy tale, a cluster of farmhouses in the midst of a valley of green. Most everyone here in this tiny community works the land. The children here represent the new, modern Bhutan. They're learning to read, and in English. Many of their parents didn't go to school. When a nonprofit group announced it wanted to help the village start a library, the reaction was lukewarm. The library is only the second free-lending library in the entire country. The other one is 10 hours away in the capital of Thimphu. Kesang Choden came from there to help the villagers get the library up and running. She's with the Bhutan office of the nonprofit group Read Global. Choden says books aren't the only thing in short supply in Ura.
In Ura, there's no bookstore. There are just two stores. Those are grocery stores, and you don't get everything in it. It's just necessities, you know, like oil and salt. That's what you get. It's very difficult for them to even get a pencil. It's very difficult. Yeah.
Kesang Choden says some parents were worried by the idea that their kids would borrow books to take home. They were afraid the children might destroy them and they'd have to pay.
The sad part is the parents here, maybe because they're illiterate, they don't see the importance in book. They don't encourage their children to read. That's a sad thing, right?
The closest high school is 2 hours away, and many kids, especially girls, drop out after 10th grade. Two local women have been hired by Read Global as librarians. They're getting a crash course in the Dewey Decimal System as they stack a new shipment of books on the shelves.
All of this is rolled out. Can you believe that? I know! And I'm so excited. I'm telling the kids, you have to read this, you know? And then we have Enid Blyton, we have Harry Potter. I know they're going to love it.
On this Saturday, after the usual half day at school, 50 kids are crammed in here, reading, helping each other, and clamoring to get their hands on one of six computers. Even though the computers aren't connected to the internet yet, the kids are excited to be able to play with technology they don't have at home. Karma German, a father of two, says just having the computers is good for the entire community.
But we want to educate them with some computers, you know, some modern techniques, so that you don't get kicked out from urban places saying that this guy is a rural man, he's a farmer.
Karma German says even though many of the parents initially expressed misgivings, they're starting to embrace the new library. One 70-year-old Ura resident stopped in, hoping to learn how to type in Bhutan's national language of Dzongkha. And other elders have been visiting. Mostly, though, it's kids who pack this place every day.
When I come first in this library, I feel very excited. I have a desire to come here every day and read as many books as I can.
The more we read, the more we learn.
Now, when we read more, we have learned more, no?
The children of Ura are so excited about the library that the staff is putting in extra hours. Kesang Choden doesn't seem to mind.
The kids are here till 6, and then we have to go like, go, we want to close. And they're like, please, ma'am, half an hour, please. And then you can't say like, no, so we're here till 6:30. Isn't that amazing? I know.
Read Global hopes to open several libraries in other villages across the country by the end of the year. For The World, I'm Lisa Napoli, the village of Ura, Bhutan.